Hare Krishna. I was planning to answer questions, but I started giving a little update on the Vrijavarja Mahima on the Hungarian podcast, and that ended up taking up the entire podcast. And I think it's good if I do give a little update. Perhaps it'll also inspire devotees to place orders for the book. Over the last 4 days, this is the fifth day, myself, Achyuta Rukesh Bharti Maharaj, have gone into the next phase of the production, which is we're now reading together the edited work. Reads really, really beautifully, really nicely. Well, I expected that. I had the experience with working with Keshav Bharti Maharaj over many books, and although they've been editing for quite some years, and I hardly looked at anything that they've done, I had the confidence that it would say what I wanted to say, and that's what it's saying. So that's very nice. And of course, when I say that we're reading, we're not just reading. We have to read, we have to check references, make corrections as we go along. If there's something to write to, then we or I have to write things, just like last night after 7 hours or 8 hours of reading. We're reading from 5 a.m. till 1 p.m. I spent quite some time in rereading one finished chapter, and chapter one, I was very concerned that that chapter is really done right. Up to now, we've done the introduction, we've done the tattva portion, and then chapter one. Now we're working on chapter two. I had to write some end notes. I located the situation of some other appendices, and then also spent a little time working on another chapter, which comes much later on, in fact two chapters, which I think really need some working on and a little adjusting or rewriting, to be more exact, before we actually get there to read it, so that things really flow well and it actually works properly. So that's what we're doing. And on Janmashtami, we had a long meeting with all the people involved in the book. There was Revati Devi Dasi, who was starting to do the indexing. Manaram Prabhu was overall sort of coordinating things. Nalini Kanta, she's the production manager now, as well as translating for Hungarian. Manjari Devadasri, she does the Sanskrit, bibliography, and the close read of the stuff that we're sending her, because she's now starting to receive files, and then after she receives it and checks it, then she'll send it to Revati for editing purposes, and Revati will send it on to Nalini Kanta. So it's really moving along. Sundaru Prabhu is doing layout. He's doing sort of trial layout to actually see which chapters and appendices fit in which volumes. And Akrishna Prabhu is also got his last chance at artwork, not only his last chance to do more drawings. We have in excess of 400 now, so we're shooting to see how many more we can do, but he has to also, with the final files, then start to work out where actually the artwork goes exactly in the chapters itself. And then there's so many other things that go along. There's an index meant to be actually in every chapter. In every book there'll be an index. And of course there's also a separate map book that shows maps both of New Vrindavan and Boma Vrindavan. It's really happening. A lot of things coming together at the same time. And I wish that that was the only thing that I was doing. I've got a lot of other things going on aside from just doing this book. But we are going forward. The scheduled date for printing is Janmashtami next year. That'll be out in print for next year in Janmashtami. And request for devotees to make their orders in advance and make advance payments. Firstly, we will see based on how those advance payments come and how we're doing and what financial situation is. We can't guarantee that anyone will just be able to buy a book at any time. Those who have ordered, certainly, they're the ones who will get books, and there's just a simple case of not having an unlimited amount of money to print books. And as it is, it's not that there's any profit made on them. The books will cost in excess of whatever devotees pay. And in the meantime, the names of those devotees that you've heard me mention, they also need to be maintained. And in order to maintain them, particularly because it's such a longer, extended project, we need devotees to also assist and invest in that, or invest in the book in advance. And then, before Janmashtami, for Janmashtami, the plan is that the book will be out in print. And I think devotees will be very, very happy with it right now. For instance, yesterday we did, we're reading chapter 2, chapter 1 and 2, and we did about 65 pages, and I was in, so about 10 pages an hour reading. So 4,500 pages, you figure that's about 450 hours of reading. So if you read an hour and a half a day, then it'll take 1 year to read. It has the artwork, I think devotees will be very pleased with. Sort of nice, a different style, unique style. And also, they're all new, original pictures. Everything's, no copies or anything like that. These are all new original drawings. And although we're sort of lamenting that we wish we'd have more time, we could add more, write more, make it nicer, but anyway, time is of the essence, and we're having to make certain minor compromises and just accept that this is as much time as there is. Probably by the time I completely finish off on this book, considering I started it in the month of March, it'll almost be 5 years, which is a major investment on my part, but a major investment on part of the Hungarian yatra. Hopefully, it will be the book will be pleasing to the Vaishnavas. That's the update on the Varvaja Mahima. And if you want to know more, and particularly if you want to order the books, then yeah, you can do so on the site itself. Hare Krishna.